You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So I am now joined by John Jackson from Kerrang Radio and Ryan Arnold from Capital Extra, who've just spoken in their presenting session. So how'd it go, guys? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, it was great.
We got some really good questions, actually, which I was very happy about because we rambled on for a while.
Way too long.
No, it's good. I mean, in the talk, you mentioned some of the negatives of simply getting in the building, and that's not something that we often hear about, so sort of being maybe taken advantage by employers, sort of you working for free. So what's the best way, you say, to avoid getting into that situation?
Go on, you go.
I don't think I've been taken advantage of. I think at times when you've had long days and you've done lots, you can kind of feel that maybe you are. You take a step back and actually, you know, you realise the situation. You realise that, you know, a lot of people have had to do this, and it makes it kind of a bit more straightforward for you.
Yeah, and when you think about how sought after your job is, like, to do that, for example, like, there'd be people, if you don't do it, there'd be 10, 15, 20 people that would love to do that for free and do nothing. So that keeps you being realistic, I think. And ultimately, it's radio. You're doing it because you love it. So you're not doing it for, really, you're not doing it for the money. And let's face it, radio is great. It is really good. It's fun. It's not boring, you know? So, yeah.
And one thing that we get told a lot is it's important to be yourself on air and not set out to emulate a particular presenter that you like. So is that a problem that you guys ever had? Or?
We're looking at each other like this because we talk to each other on the phone about this all the time. This is our biggest struggle. It's a challenge because the thing is, as soon as you open that fader up, boom, the production hits in, you know, Capital Extra or Kerrang. You're like, boom, I'm presenter. Let's talk like this. Let's get some energy in. And the thing is, you don't speak to your friends like that. And everyone goes, speak to us like you would speak to your friend down the pub. It's not as easy as that because you don't want to give your friend down the pub tickets to go and see Rihanna, for example. You don't have to go, right, I've got tickets for Rihanna, you know, that sort of thing. So you would say it in a way that's more relatable. It's about being relatable, chilling out. The PD at Capital at the moment, Rob, he said, just relax, just smile, and it comes across in the smile. And just doing those simple things will actually really help you out. I'll be honest, it's my biggest challenge is sounding yourself. I think, John, you're saying.
Yeah, definitely. Since going from student radio, where you're sat in a studio with your friends and you can just talk to each other, I used to do a show with a guy called Will where we literally just talked as if we were in his front room, and it was actually, you know, we entered it for awards and it did all right. Going from that to going to sitting in a very small voice booth with a very set amount of time to produce a show means that you whiz through it, you don't sound like yourself. I've worked relentlessly for like 18 months on sounding natural, which sounds ridiculous. I've tried all the techniques. I've tried printing off a picture of someone I know, like, you know, that I get on with, and putting it in front of me. I've tried putting like a bloody snowman toy that was left over from Christmas there and talking to that, and you can do it and you get it, and you just don't overthink it. I think that's the key that I've learned. Don't overthink it. You know, I'm talking to you now. How would I talk to you? You know, it's hard not to be natural if you're not getting a reaction from someone. But you know what? You've just got to work on it.
Yeah, I think it's those finding those little things that help you become yourself. Like, for example, before I put the fader up every time, I go, right, song coming to an end, song coming to an end. Blah, 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 blah. Then I'll literally go, woo, right, okay, let's do this. Right, Ryan. And then boom, straight into being Ryan. And I just try and be my happy, chirpy self. And hopefully that comes across.
And if you're prepped and you know what you're going to say, then you don't have to worry about what... If you're not worrying about what you're saying, you're not worrying about how you're sounding, so then you are more natural.
Because in the moment you think you sound, well, not great, but you think you sound okay. And then when you listen back, maybe a week later, you're like, okay, that does not sound... And like you cringe, you actively cringe. You're like, oh my God, why do I sound like that? For example, you say an artist's name. This is my biggest thing. Like, instead of saying, all right, DJ Fresh, I'll go, DJ Fresh... On cancellation, it's like, why would I ever say that? You know, it's ridiculous. And you get into those jockey things that you don't know why you do it, but you've got to do it anyway.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.